5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Situation Fluxus, a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Let us dig into the headlines. The Burning Ambulance Festival will stream online on its Bandcamp page beginning at noon on Saturday, January 1st of next year, and ticket buyers will be able to stream the festival for an additional 2 days after the premiere. Each ticket will also entitle the purchaser to a download of the label's first release, 2020's Eyes Shut, Ears Open, a Burning Ambulance compilation. For more information, burningambulance.com. At Birdland in New York City, tonight, Thursday, December 23rd, and Friday, December 24th, inside of Birdland Theater, vocalist Alan Harris sings A Nat King Cole Christmas. The Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Ensemble on Sunday, December 26th, saxophonist Alexa Tarantino and her quartet on Monday, December 17th, and David Oswald's Louis Armstrong Eternity Band on Tuesday, December 28th. Inside of Birdland Jazz Club, tonight through Saturday, December 25th, Christmas with vocalist Champion Fulton, the City Rhythm Orchestra on Sunday, December 26th, and the Birdland Big Band featuring vocalist Nicole Zuritis. For more information, birdlandjazz.com. Saxophonist Ben Shapiro's New Year's Day Brunch Spectacular with Ribs and Brisket plays the music of Mrs. Maisel, featuring vocalists Sheila Owens and Eleanor Reza is Go at The Loft at City Winery in New York City on Saturday, January 1st. For more information, citywinery.com/New York. Vocalists Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett's collaborative jazz album, Love for Sale, on Columbia and Interscope Records, has been nominated for 6 Grammys, including 5 each for Bennett and Gaga and 1 for Best Engineered Album, Non-Classical. The 2022 Grammy Awards presentation is scheduled for Monday, January 31st of next year. Planet Arts, the nonprofit company and record label dedicated to working with artists and educators based in Greene County, New York, has posted on their YouTube page a Pepper Adams tribute featuring baritone saxophonist Gary Smulian. And now for new releases. Bassist Eberhard Weber's Once Upon a Time, live in Avignon on ECM. Pianist Roberto Magris's Match Point on J Mood. And guitarist Roddy Elias's Free Spirit Ensemble's self-released Not This Room. All news items have been gathered from various media sources. For the latest updates, contact the source, venue, or business. Remember, I'm just the messenger. We'll be right back. My guests are keyboardist, composer, and singer Rachel Eckroth and bassist and composer Tim LaFave. Eckroth's new release, The Garden, is on the Russian record label Rainy Days. It's been nominated for Best Contemporary Instrumental Album at the 64th Grammy Awards. So thank you both for joining me here on Situation Fluxus.
Thank you for having us.
The Garden is not as straightforward a jazz release as a casual listener might anticipate. There was post-production remixing and sound manipulation of the original material. And in reading the credits, the release traveled the globe until its completion. It went through Texas, it went through New York City, and it went through Germany, which is not a new pathway for a release to go through. Rachel, did the composition process begin at your various keyboard stations? And how would you describe how The Garden came together during the pandemic?
Yeah, the composition process did happen at different keyboard stations because I have a big variety of stuff happening here at home, which is where we were because of the pandemic. So everything was here with me. But, that way I was able to start composing with the actual sounds that I wanted to hear and not just a pencil on paper with a piano, like, you know, a lot of people usually write. So I'm able to really get into the sound of the songs and the vibe of the songs like pretty quickly. And then the whole thing came together, you know, after Tim and I had started Patreon, we were experimenting with keyboards, synths, pedals and effects and drum machines and all kinds of things. So we made a Patreon where we were doing these improvisations every week. And the head of the label that reached out to us from Rainy Days Records, he wanted us to do something similar to that, but in the form of an album. So that kind of got us, you know, got me composing. Tim wrote a few of the pieces on the record. And yeah, that's kind of like the basic what happened, you know, how it happened.
In working with different artists, Rachel, like singer and composer Rufus Wainwright, the singer St. Vincent and trumpeter Chris Bode, and working in different settings like on Saturday Night Live, The Tonight Show, and Good Morning America, is there a manual mindset switch that you have to operate to prepare for different performances and or recording sessions?
Yeah, there's definitely a switch between being a sideman and being a leader. Also, depending on the styles of the gig, keyboardists play different roles depending on like kind of the style of the gig. So for instance, on Chris Bode, I was like the orchestra behind the band. So the way I thought about that was just like filling in the space, you know, and keeping very consistent underneath of, you know, what was happening there, which improvisation and, you know, jazz. So
yeah.
So
jazz.
My part was to play, I actually was just playing the part most of the time and not doing a ton of improvisation there. But I was going to say, like, you know, it's a flipping the switch, but it's not really that different from, you know, playing a piano gig or playing a keyboard gig, except that the instruments are very different. Mm-hmm. So in that way, you know, you kind of have to flip the switch as a musician and be like, okay, this is, you know, not everything's just a piano. It's all very different. Like a, you know, a Rhodes is, you approach it differently than a piano. So, it all has like the same level of importance, but you just treat every gig kind of in a different way.
Okay. All right, Tim, You're up. Some may assume that because you two are life partners that you would be involved in her recording, but I'm going to ask you the question, Tim, how did you initially become involved in Rachel's release, The Garden?
I was probably going to play on it anyway, but we just by default probably was going to be the most qualified person to produce it, I suppose. I don't know. It seemed like the natural decision.
Did you get extra pay?
No, of course not.
What?
I mean, it's coming later.
No, but it seemed like the most logical thing to do. So that's what we did. It worked out fine. You know, because, like, you know, after a while, it's like when we started recording it, like, I kind of had an idea how stuff should go and blah, blah, blah. You know, the usual stuff. I mean, I would have been offering this kind of, like, insight anyway, even if I wasn't the producer. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just as a supportive partner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And in working with her on this release, what new personal or musical aspect of her did you discover?
She's also a good producer, and she's a excellent writer. And it's not like I discovered that. I just knew it. It just confirmed it. And then it was fun to hear. Like, I think, like what I said before, is that she, you know, it was fun to hear her. Like, we were encouraging her to play faster, so to get her shredding. So yeah, so that was kind of fun. So just play more angular and shreddy was kind of a fun angle for her to take. I was, you know, she does her own thing, but I was just kind of encouraging more of that. So
yeah,
it was cool.
And for you, Rachel, what did he reveal to you during this process?
A lot. No, actually, a lot of people don't know it, but he's also a good synth player and does really well with programming drum machines and stuff like that. So that's something that, you know, we had been working on, but he's actually, like, he could do a whole concert just by himself doing that stuff, because it's pretty fun and inventive and different. So I learned that, you know, that little bit.
You'll both be on tour for the rest of the month, and you'll be performing at the David Bowie 75th birthday celebration at the Cutting Room in New York City on Sunday, January 9th. What was your connection to the Thin White Dude, and what parts of his performance and or persona do you believe you've adopted into your writing and performances?
Want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
I just figured out, you know, like since he was doing a record like Black Star, which is for him was pretty brave and pretty different, you know what I mean? And you know, nobody's expecting to sell a million copies of records anymore. So, like, why not be brave and do an interesting record? You know what I mean? Like, why just keep trying to, like, why try to, I mean, be a hit, great, but, like, why continue to just be brave and realize your own vision and try to make that a record instead of just, like, the same, oh, let's copy Norah Jones, or, you know, like, just like, because it's just that kind of thing, like, that pervades the music business. So since Black Star, I've been sort of like, well, I don't care if, you know, like, whoever I've been working with is like, I don't care if you don't care, let's just do it and just do crazy, crazy stuff, or, like, crazy, quote unquote.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, things outside the box, anyway. So, so that's kind of like where I was just like, well, let's be brave and do imaginative things now, you know, and there's no reason not to. And that's kind of the main lesson I learned.
So. I think contemporary artists are finding their successes in thinking, as you say, outside of the box. It's much more interesting, in my opinion, than just the average fare.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like, as it pertains to her Grammy nominations, it's like, because the record is interesting and outside the box. You know, it's like, if you listen to everything else in that category, it's like, yeah. This one stands on its own and all those artists are great. I'm just saying this one stands on its own as its own kind of work or, you know, piece, you know. So we did it.
You did it. And Rachel, did you want to add to that? Any comments on the Bowie celebration?
Yeah. So I won't be there, but Tim will be there with a whole bunch of Bowie alumni, which he is one from playing on Black Star. But just, you know, I have a little connection through Tim, I suppose, which is Jerry Leonard, who played on my last record. He was responsible. So he played on When It Falls. He was responsible for getting me on the Rufus Wainwright gig, which he was the MD. So he got me on that, where I opened and played in the band. And is that my only connection besides Tim?
And Donnie.
I mean, Donnie McCaslin is playing on The Garden, who is on Black Star with Tim. And, you know, I had worked with Donnie a little before.
You've written with him too.
Yeah, we wrote a couple songs together and played in his band for a short time. And so that's where I come in.
Sweet. All right. You two now live in Tucson, Arizona, previously living in Los Angeles, California. I am curious. You relate in the online Tucson Weekly article that, quote, the album's theme comes from every sound having different colors and textures like a garden. And from your website, quote, like a garden, her music is a diverse ecosystem, or is that ecosystem, grown from the seeds of her many musical adventures. To both of you, Tim and Rachel, did you two maintain a garden in LA and now in Tucson?
Yes and no. So in LA, we lived in a place where the soil was really weird. So only a few things would actually stay alive. But I was always trying to plant and always trying to make it happen. I tried seeds. I tried, like, you know, actual, like, things that were already started. And
did you try casting spells like I've tried?
No, but I'm sure I've tried a lot of other weird things. But yeah, so in LA, not so successful. In Tucson, we live in the Sonoran Park, basically. So we're surrounded by so many beautiful cacti and plants, and we have these big mesquite trees. But, you know, I don't try to garden outside because it's pretty hot in Arizona, and it's, you know, it's a very specific thing here, and you have to really tend to it a lot. But I have a lot of indoor plants that are doing well. So, yeah.
All right. So you two, we come to the end of the interview, and this is where I give my guests the last word. So if there's a question I didn't ask, if there's something you'd like to tell us, like hint, hint, some upcoming gigs.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going out east tomorrow, and we're going to perform on the 27th, 28th, and 29th. So the 27th is at Sun Tiki Studios in Portland, Maine. And then 28th is the Press Room in what's the town called?
Portsmouth,
New Hampshire.
Right, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And the 29th at Bombix Center in Northampton, Massachusetts, all with Nate Wood, drummer Nate Wood, visiting the garden music. So it's kind of it's our mini tour before we book a whole bunch of stuff for next year.
Sweet.
Cool. I mean, I have a few gigs coming up, but I also coinciding, I just had a release with the other keyboard player from Blackstar with Jason Linder. It's called Sedato, and that's out in the universe right now. It's basically like an electronic duo project. It's produced by a guy named Abe Seaforth, who's a pretty good producer. And so that's out in the world. So I'd like to promote that if I can. And then, I'll be at the Bowie thing in New York. It's going to be January 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
And then possibly, I mean, I don't know if Winter Jazz Fest is happening. I think it's gonna. So
it's gonna right now. It's scheduled.
I'll be there twice. I'll be there with this. I was in this band from Germany. It's just like a collective of like just free improvisers. Michael Walney, Emil Parizion, and Christian Lillinger. And we did this record, which is actually, you know, I keep getting these things on the web. It's a record called Quadruple X. And it was called on Downbeat Magazine, like a, what was it? A masterpiece or something like that.
Yeah, and then masterpieces it's also, of 2021.
Yeah, and then also it's in the top 10 of the Guardian Jazz Records for last year or so.
Why are you so surprised?
I mean, I'm surprised because it's honestly, it's like, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. It's like really, like really, there's like no, there's no cliches on it, which is really cool, but it's like, it's very, very experimental. So it's a lot of fun. It's on ACT Records. So we'll be playing Winter Jazz Fest with that band too. So
sweet.
Yeah.
For more information, rachelekroth.com and timlefavemusic.com. And now for some music.
Ah, comme la neige enneigée, ma vitre est un jardin de chiffres. Ah, comme la neige enneigée, qu'est-ce que le spasme de vivre? À la douleur que j'ai, tous les étangs gisent gelés. Mon âme est noire, où vis-je, où vais-je? Tous ces espoirs gisent gelés. Je suis la nouvelle Norvège. D'où les blancs ciels s'en sont allés. Des choses, pleurez oiseaux de février, pleurez mes pleurs, pleurez mes roses. Aux branches du genévrier, ah, comme la neige a neigé, ma vitre est un jardin de givre. Comme la neige a neigé, qu'est-ce que le spasme de vivre? À tout l'ennui que j'ai.
Thank you.
From New York-based pianist Tim Chernikov's self-released debut trio album, Pieces of Sanity. It came out this year. We heard saxophonist Wayne Shorter's Orbits, Jacob Dreyer on bass, and Kenneth Slaters on drums. Before that, from pianist Kurt Leitze's JoJo Records solo release of this year, I Will Never Stop Loving You. Goodbye, Mr. Evans is what we heard. And we started off with Canadian vocalist Sonia Johnson singing Soir d'hiver from her Chrysalis Records release Airs Givre, a reflection on the winter season. You're listening to Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Please send your comments, quips, and anecdotes, as well as feedback to thejazzdisturbance at gmail.com, info@wgxc.org, feedback@wgxc.org, or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Our website is wgxc.org. And let's leave today in the holiday spirit.
My man's been traveling, going round the world to bring a lot of toys to every good boy and girl. Before that, he was working days and nights with all those elves, piling up the toys and filling up the shelves. But when he comes tiptoeing into our room late at night, I'm gonna lock that door and put the key out of sight. I'll say, I know your job's important, and I know your job's divine.
Know your job's divine.
But every now and then I wonder, Santa dear, where's mine? I'll keep it really simple, but I'll lay it on the line. I won't resort to crying,
no crying,
but Santa dear, where's mine?
Where's mine? Where's mine? Santa, where's mine?
The weather at the North Pole is never really warm.
What a thrill, not
so
a chill.
Would a little cuddle do you any harm? I know I can be subtle,
so
but take this as a sign. I need to know you're trying so.
Santa dear, where's mine?
I know it's been a long trip, but now it's finally done. I know you need some downtime to have a little fun.
You're gonna have
so
some fun.
So get your act together. Don't you tell me that you're tired. Don't wait until the offer has expired.
My offer might expire.
of yours can slide our dinner underneath the door.
Underneath
and
the
if
door.
You don't mind me asking, I'll say it one more time. I promise to be kind.
I'll be kind.
But
Lehetachin Madbeach Mashiach Mitzarham Nabeach Azeg Mor Beshir Mizmor Chanukat HaMizbeach Chanukat
Pianist and bandleader Stephen Fefke and vocalist and trumpeter Benny Banach III with a holiday big band sound on their Cellar Music Group release, Season's Swingin' Greetings, refining holiday jazz anthems initially released on an EP in 2019. We heard a modern arrangement of a traditional Jewish liturgical poem, Ma Otsur. A holiday single from vocalist Mia Rebel, featuring pianist Robert Irving III. The single is Celebrate the Holiday on Sonic Portraits Jazz. And we started with the Uptown Jazz Vocal Quartet from their holiday release, Fool for Yule. We heard Dear Santa, Where's Mine? On House Cat Records. The quartet is Ginny Carr Goldberg, Robert McBride, Holly Shockey and Lane Stowe, and they were accompanied by Frank Russo on drums, Alan Blackman on piano, Max Murray on bass, Donato Soviero on guitar, and Chuck Red on vibes. ¶¶ Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I've been your host, Cheryl Kay. Tune in next Thursday at 10 a.m. for another show. I also host the Jazz Disturbance on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance at gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. We appreciate your feedback. Feedback@wgxc.org or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Thank you. All of you, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and have a restful weekend. Thank you.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.